1-800-449-8686.
Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay, what, say to me what you're saying.
Well, Phil, I think that the police have not thought, in the Washington, D.C. sniper case, they haven't thought of one thing that's pivotal. And this is so important, Phil, that the van, the SUV, or the delivery van that the killer is using has most probably been painted. And I will tell you that...
So were they not necessarily looking for...
Oh, yeah, they're not looking for a white van. I want to tell you a story, Phil, if I've got a couple of minutes.
Go ahead.
I was awakened last night by a knock on our door. And as you know, Phil, I'm with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We are a volunteer police agency. We try to assist the police in matters of investigation and crowd control.
And well, you guys are not a certified police agency.
We're a volunteer police agency. We have the right to citizen's arrest. I think some people think that that means we don't have the right to arrest. We certainly do.
All right, go ahead.
I was awakened last night by a knock on my door. It was Subcommander Paul Swenson, who's with our Downey substation. And I remember my words. I said, "Sweet Christ on the cross, has there been another shooting, Swenson?" And he handed me a handwritten note. The note had been written by our Citizens Auxiliary Police Commander, Major Elf Newton. And in it, he told me he'd had a dream. A dream of a van being painted. And it was then that he gave me the order. Now, what we're doing...
Major Newton is your commander?
He is the founder and commander of Citizens Auxiliary Police. That is exactly right. He had a dream of a van being painted. We have proceeded now, Phil, with flare drops across the United States, 21 different cities, and we'll be using a variety of different volunteer police agencies, anywhere from the Gator Brigade of Florida to the Oregon Beaver Battalion, of course, West Texas Range Riders, and the Colorado State Volunteer Police Squad. All of these will be helping us with these flare drops. We will be stopping vans, stopping SUVs, and stopping delivery vans.
All right, now, you're stopping vans and... what is a flare drop?
Flare drop is when you drop enough flares, you narrow out a lane, and then you stop the cars.
And the purpose of stopping the cars is what?
The purpose, Phil, will be to determine if any of them have been painted, and if they've been painted, that's a red flag. Now, one of the things that so many, and the police haven't thought of this, and I got to tell you something, Phil, I'm a frontline of law enforcement. On the weekends, we do our Citizens Auxiliary Police. I'm not working as a, I do security at Johnson Beverage Company, which is a bottling distributorship down here. But the police haven't thought about this painted van thing. And that's the thing that...
All right, now, how do you determine if the van's been painted?
What we do, we will ask the individual to step out of the car. We have a hand sander, which is a rotating sander. We will just dance it a little bit off of the door or the back of the car. And
you're going to sand paint?
We're just dancing the sander off of the door. And we can see right then and there. And the sander, we use an 80 grit count, so the sander's going to get right down beneath the first layer of paint. I'm going to tell you something right now. You can tell right away whether that car has been painted or not. If it has not been painted, tip of our cap, you can be on your way. If it has been painted, we're going to pull over, ask you to pull over and ask questions of you. Now, the police have not thought of this. Now, this sniper fellow is a very smart fellow. There's no way he'd keep his getaway van white. I think he's painted it. And
well, there's a little problem with you guys. You're not official police officers.
No, but we are trying to save lives, Phil. And I'll tell you something. I'm sure that people will be happy that we're pulling them over if we're looking for this sniper.
You're not going to have a problem with people having you sand paint off of their car.
When you look at the alternative, Phil, I think a lot of people would say, I'd rather you sand paint off my car rather than me get my head blown off. Wouldn't you rather have paint sand off your car and get your head blown off? I know I would. And I know people will be absolutely ecstatic knowing that all we're doing is sanding a little bit of paint off of the side of their car to determine whether or not that automobile has been painted over.
All right, Jay Santos is with us from the Citizens Auxiliary Police, a volunteer police agency. How many other volunteer... Our number, by the way, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. So all across America, and what is the Canadian Mounted Police is involved in this?
Right, that's not the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. And a lot of people got confused. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police is the official police of Canada. The Canadian Mounted Police, without the Royal, is a volunteer police agency.
In the Toronto area?
In Toronto area, that's correct. We're also using association with the Pennsylvania Volunteer Minutemen, as I mentioned to you, and a Colorado State Volunteer Police Squad.
All right, you guys will be pulling over cars. You're going to be sanding paint off of them.
Sanding a little bit of paint off of them. And then if we don't find that the car's painted, you'll be on your way. And there are disc sanders that will be applied very, very lightly, Phil, so I don't think people...
Can I ask a question?
Certainly.
Can you legally do this, not being a certified police agency?
Mr. Sure, as I said, we're here to save lives. You've got a madman on the loose, and that's the most important thing. I think people will gladly overlook the fact that we are not officially affiliated to any police agency, knowing that somebody is finally doing something about the snipers. I'll tell you something right now. Police have not turned up anything. And when Major Newton had the dream that was delivered to me on a piece of paper in my home last night by Sub-Commander Swenson, I knew. Mr. General, we at the Citizens Auxiliary Police are quite proud of the fact we finally found an angle to get this bastard, as opposed to the police are doing.
Well, it sounds to me like you're criticizing the police.
Well, yes, sir, I am. Yes, sir, I am.
You are criticizing the police.
I am. I think they should have done much, much more than they're doing right now.
And what about the damage to the car if you're sanding paint?
Phil, I think if you put a sander on a car door, it's about the size of a baseball against the possibility of being shot. I think people would gladly go through this small inconvenience of their time. Plus, that sanded area shows the car has been inspected.
Well, what if the car was painted?
First of all, Phil, you have to understand, no one gets their car painted anymore unless they are trying to conceal something or cover something up. So if we find a car painted, we are going to detain that individual.
All right, now I want to ask you something. There is a woman that you detained named Mrs. Nikki Hayes, and...
Miss Hayes was traveling...
Well, she filed a complaint with the police.
Now, let me tell you something. Miss Hayes was traveling northbound on Moore Park Road and came to one of our flare drops. She was driving a Windstar van.
Now, keep in mind, if I could interrupt...
Yeah.
You're pulling people over with flares, so they're forced to stop. Then you sand off a little bit of paint to see if the car's been painted.
That is correct, because the Washington, D.C. police have not mentioned the fact the guy might have painted his van. I think it's very, 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 very important. I think it's ridiculous the police have not done that.
All right, so Miss Hayes gets pulled over. You sand her car.
Miss Hayes got belligerent. We applied a sander. We found that her car had not been painted, but at that time, I want to get the chronology down here. She said to Subcommander Bill Nugent, she said, get your mother F or mother effing, and again, I'm not clear on the chronology, get your mother effing sander away from my car. She then called me a faggot. She called Subcommander Nugent a faggot. She called Major Elvis Newton a faggot. She then proceeded to say, we all look like faggots in our, and I'm trying to read this, in our fairy-ass pith helmets. She said that within earshot of a public school bus stop.
Well, granted, the woman's language was not good.
Granted, the woman's language was not. She said that she'd used a bad word, a naughty word. And
all right, lost the connection there. 1-800-449.
You have a thing.
Okay. I think I have you back. What did you say?
I said she called me in clear ears. She called me a faggot, Subcommander Nugent a faggot, and she called Major Elvis Newton, who is the founder of our organization, a faggot, and said we look like faggots in our fairy-ass pith helmets, and we're trying to save lives.
I understand. I don't think the language is appropriate either, all right? I don't think it gives you the right to detain the woman for 4 hours, which is what you did.
I'll detain a woman for 4 hours. She called me a faggot.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. A lot of people are weighing in on, there's an article today in the paper about this, the armchair profiling that's going on, and whether it is an official police agency, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, or a police agency, there are people who are doing this. Now, this guy's volunteer police agency is going to be pulling over vans to check to see if they've been painted, because Brigadier Admiral Santos here says... The police haven't thought of that. This volunteer police agency will be applying a very, I guess he said, a very light belt sander to car doors, checking to see if it's been painted. Now, the problem that I've got with that, I don't know about the legality, but he says most people would gladly go through it to know that they're on the job. I don't think I'd like it. I wouldn't. I got a brand new car. I wouldn't want anybody putting a belt sander to it, even if it was to save. If it saved lives, I guess it'd be all right. I understand that woman shouldn't have called him and his comrades a faggot. So we got a lot going on here. 1-800-449-8686. Would it be worth it to you to know that there's somebody on the case of this sniper if someone sanded some paint off the door of your car to make sure that you had not had your car painted and possibly are the sniper. 1-800-449-8686. We're going to take one call before the break here. We have on the line Michael. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Michael.
Hey, who is it? Jay Santos?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, first of all, you don't have the right to go up to anybody's car and take the paint off of it. Second of all you got to do, anybody that would know law and the way things work, you just look at the registration. It would tell you the color of their car. You'd be able to tell if it was painted.
No, they don't necessarily have it in every state, sir.
They don't have the color of the vehicle in every state?
No, sir, not in every state. No, sir. They got the make, they got the model.
I drive a tractor trailer. I've been to every state in the United States.
Sir, you haven't seen the registration cards in every state. And every state in the state of the Union does not have a paint color. They do have make. They do have model. And I would think you'd be happy that we're on the case, judging from the fact that the police in Washington haven't done diddly squat.
Sir, you are incompetent. You have no right to go up to people's car and take the paint off of it to see if they've painted their car.
Who pays for the paint?
I beg your pardon?
Who pays for the paint? The guy's got to have his car painted.
Sure, I think most people would very gladly have a couple of $100 worth of paint taken off their car if somebody is on the case of this sniper.
I think you're a very assuming person. You're assuming a lot of things.
Sir, I can ask you a question. A small patch of paint off your car or a bullet hole through your chest? What do you want? Quick. Come on. Quick. Hurry.
Well, what do you think?
You're going to give me the same. First of all, your chances of getting shot by this sniper, you have a greater chance of getting in a car accident. Second of all, I'm not going to let some so-called rent-a-cop take paint off my car.
Well, sir, I think in the case of a flare drop where I do have citizen arrest powers.
I don't care about your flare drops.
I think. I'm sorry, I didn't get his question.
What did you say, Michael?
I said I don't care about his damn flare drop.
Sir, this is a flare drop. And
what is a flare drop? You're dropping.
We're dropping flares to get the traffic down, right?
All right, listen, Michael, I got to go. Your phone is breaking up a little bit. 1-800-449-8686. Is it worth it to you to have a little bit of paint taken off of your car to prove that you're not the sniper, to prove that there's somebody on the job? Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, my special guest. You got a point. The lady shouldn't have called you a faggot, all right? I understand that. But you pulled her over, you sandblasted her car.
I didn't sandblast her.
All right, we used a sander and took paint off the car.
And for that, she calls me a faggot, and she says that, get my mother effing sander away from her car.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. They're conducting flare drops, and they're sanding paint off of car doors to see if the cars have recently been painted. And therefore, maybe the sniper. Here is Morris on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my call is directed that idiot, okay, that called himself an auxiliary police.
Well, you can call me an idiot, sir, but I'm just trying to save lives.
No, you're not, sir. You are violating people's rights, okay?
How you figure that?
This is the United States of America.
I understand what country I'm in, sir. I've got a passport, and I certainly understand my citizenship in this country.
You could do that community more help by organizing patrols, okay? Riding around.
Police aren't doing anything about it.
Let this gentleman say you could ride around and do protective patrols, right, Morris? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Wait a second. We got a sniper out there, Morris. I don't know if you heard about it. It's in all the newspapers. A little something called a Beltway Sniper. You heard about him?
Yes, sir.
This guy's picking people off. What we're doing, he's been in a cream-colored van. That's what the newspaper said, a cream-colored van.
We got it.
All right. So this guy could have had it painted. And what do I get? Somebody call me a faggot?
Well, sir, I think you the lady got out of hand with the terminology.
Thank you.
But she had the right to defend her van that she got painted. Okay?
Well, sir, I can tell you this much. We did not find any evidence of painting. She was free to go on her way.
But she was detained for 4 hours. What can you do in 4 hours to a little lady?
We did we searched the car.
Okay.
That was an unconstitutional search.
Why?
Because you're not even an accredited police agency. You can't go through somebody's car, and you don't have reasonable suspicion that a felony's been committed.
Somebody come up and call me a fairy ass? I think I got reasonable suspicion.
Reasonable suspicion against what? So they said that your pith helmet looked fairy ass. That doesn't mean that a felony's been committed.
I think I have reasonable suspicion a felony could be committed. All right, Morris? What kind of car
you're all right, sir.
What kind of car do you drive, sir?
Sir?
Yes, sir. What kind of car do you drive?
I have an Acura.
I can't understand. It's Acrid?
Acura.
Acrat?
Acura. It's a.
Acura.
It's an Acura.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Have you had that painted within the last 48 to 72 hours?
No, I haven't.
And what made the Acura is made by who?
Honda.
Honda makes the Acura.
It's not the Acura. It's called
it's
the
Acura.
I'm sorry. Beg pardon.
Excuse me. It sounds to me that you're not very bright, and I believe you're probably the one that came up with this idea about sandblasting people's cars.
Sir, in the last 48 hours, I've been called stupid. I've been called a faggot. The official uniform that is worn by the Citizens Auxiliary Police, which is a pith helmet and a blue armband, is not to be referred to as fairy ass or faggoty. It is a manly outfit that is worn in order to make sure that people respect law. And I can tell you very readily, sir, that we do not appreciate people mocking us in public when we're trying to save the lives of other Americans.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Nobody is saying they don't appreciate honest efforts. David, go ahead.
You are violating so many laws. Wrongful detention, damage to personal property. You're subject to prosecution yourself.
I don't think so. We got a national emergency on account of a sniper.
You have absolutely no legal grounds to do what you're doing. I'm retired law enforcement. If you set up your little flare drop anywhere in my town when I was the chief of police, I tell you what, young man, you'd be going to jail yourself.
Sir, all we're doing is taking a peek. We're just taking a peek around.
You're creating more harm than good. And if you did catch the bad guy, you'd probably screw it up to the point where he couldn't be prosecuted.
How do you think of
that? Really think about what you're doing. You're unskilled, unlearned, you don't know what you're doing, and you're creating more of a problem than you are helping.
Sir, all we're trying to do is give the police a breathing space where they don't have to go around checking to see if van's been painted.
I don't think so. I think what you're trying to do is get a little hero status in here and pat yourself on there. You're a wannabe police officer. If you were qualified, you'd be a real one.
What do you mean wannabe? Hold on. Now, so I do not have official police experience.
What, you got a job as a security guard?
Yes, sir, I do. I guess that you're going to put that down?
No, I'm not putting it down.
What law enforcement academy did you graduate from? Law enforcement academy are you certified from?
At this time, I am not prepared to dignify that with a response.
You mean you don't have any certification? You're not in law enforcement. You've never been in law enforcement.
I have been to Azusa Canyon. We have done target practice in Azusa Canyon.
Shooting at what?
You're even violating California penal codes out there by wrongful detention. What's wrong with you?
Sir, you listen to me. I've earned 8 badges of safety. We got 3 trophies.
You're not a Boy Scout. Take a hint, and you're not law enforcement.
Right. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Jay Santo's coming back.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-86.
I think you're going to find, Mr. Santos, that and I know our callers are going to reference that this is wrong for you to get upset when a woman calls your name and you detained her for 4 hours. You strip searched her. Was there a female subcommander there?
Mr. Henry, number one, we are all married men. We are Christians.
Was there a female officer there when you strip searched this woman?
Sir, she was strip searched in full view. In other words, she was not done.
So where did you strip search her?
At the scene of the flare drop. I don't understand your question.
Are you telling me you took a woman's clothes off out in the street?
First of all, you are criticizing me for...
Wait a minute. You didn't have a female cop. You strip searched the woman out on the side of the road. Are you getting sued?
Mr. Hendry, understand, the hood of her van was the most nearest available place. So,
what did you do in the hood of her van?
We had her get up on the hood of the van so we could... See, anything I say, you're going to say is wrong. The only reason people have struck justice is because they're guilty of something. And they may not be guilty of being a sniper. They could be something else.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Mike. Hi, Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
How you doing, Phil?
Yes, sir. Very good.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. I'm retired military. I did over 20 years in the military.
Semper Fi.
Yeah, Semper Fi to you. I'll tell you what. I drive a van. I just had it painted. And if I go to one of your flare drops, and you try and put a belt sander on it, there's going to be a problem, and you're going to have it.
Sir,
you ain't searching nothing.
Sir, it's a belt sander that is industrial use. Now, you just had the car painted. Why?
Because it had scratches in it, you creep. I'm going to tell you something. My secondary in the military was as an MP. You touch my car, you search my car, or you touch anybody in my family or me, and there's going to be a problem. There's going to be a citizen's arrest, and it's going to be you getting arrested.
Sir, I got to ask you this time. Do you own a sniper gun?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. I got a souvenir from Vietnam. You got a problem with that?
All right, let's put that together. You got a sniper gun? You're a Vietnam vet, which could mean some mental imbalance. I'm not saying...
What are you talking about, mental imbalance?
You know our Vietnam vet, sir, came back a little cracked, messed up in the head.
Oh, I see, because I served my country, I'm messed
That's
up in the head.
Yeah, that is absolutely unfair. 99.9% of our Vietnam vet...
Come on, Phil, you know the stories, you've read the newspapers.
Yeah, and did you ever look at that? I'm just telling you, if I pull up one of your flare drops,
okay,
you try and put a belt sander on my vehicle, you're going to eat the flare, and then you're going to be arrested. And if you try and search my vehicle, then you're really going to be arrested, and you're going to be sued because it's a violation of my civil rights.
I
don't even have to let a cop search my van.
Hold on, Mike, I want you to stay on the line because you're a veteran. I got another veteran on the line here.
Yeah.
Hold on, Lloyd, is this you?
Yes, sir.
Lloyd?
First of all, I want to echo everything that Mike has said, and I was just listening to this fella, and as a fellow veteran, if this bastard touched my Winnebago, I would, oh boy, you don't even, and I did 3 years in the Korean War, sir.
You gentlemen are threatening me.
You listen to me, and you listen good. You put a sander on my Winnebago, which my wife and I use once a year to go to see my daughter-in-law in Portland, Oregon, and I will tear your eyes out, and I will have sex with your skull. And
all right, sir.
I mean, that's how strong...
See what I'm talking about, and this is the thing that I've got to put up with as a citizen.
No. No, you got it wrong. We got to put up with people like you.
We got to put up with you, you piece of garbage. And you know what we used to do to guys like you in the service?
Yeah.
We'd Vaseline up their rear end and go ahead and go to work on them. One after the other. Isn't that right, Mike?
Wait a second, okay?
You see, I was called a faggot, and this all...
Well, you are a faggot.
Well, wait a minute. You're talking about...
Yes, that's right. We'd sodomize a man.
Not me. I'd pound you into the ground if you touch my vehicle, and I can do it.
Well,
gentlemen, I can assure you that I sound like I'm probably a little bit younger than both of you. I think I can handle both of you, no problem.
That's a good one. Hey. Buddy, you put your hands on me, and you'll pull back two bloody stumps.
Okay, now I'm a fag, and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen?
What I'm telling you is that if you ever touch my vehicle without my consent or search my vehicle without my consent, one, I'd show you how tough you are, and two, you'd be the one in jail. How's that grab you?
I couldn't...
Well, sir, I don't think that's going to happen because...
Oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'll back him up, too. I'll come along. You know what I got in my garage? I got a machete that I got in right after the Chosin Reservoir. One of the Marines gave me a machete. And you want to see it?
Okay, we've got enough violence going on here.
Well, these guys are talking about hurting me.
Well, but you're pulling over and you're belt sanding their car. You detained a woman for 4 hours.
She called me a faggot. She called Subcommander Bill Nugent a faggot. She called Major Elvis Newton a faggot. She said that we all look like faggots in our fairy-ass pit helmets.
Do you want to be a police officer?
I think part. I am a police officer, sir.
No. You want to be
police.
A certified police officer.
I'd poke you in the rear end. That's what I'd do.
No, you want to be a certified police officer.
Sir, I'm a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We save lives.
I'm asking, do you want to be a certified member of the police force?
Are you meaning the guys that have the cars that get to ride in the
what
cars?
What I'm meaning is to go to the police academy and become a certified police officer.
And be in a car with
real cops that know that they're not allowed to search my car without my permission, without probable cause.
Why don't you answer the man's question?
I don't think. There's too much politics involved.
What, in the police force?
Yes, sir.
No. Please. Now, I'm trying to be reasonable with you.
I'm being reasonable, too, sir. There's far too much politics. I just, I can make my own hours this way.
So you go out, play policeman, right?
Sir, I play policeman.
My kids play cops and robbers. That's what you're doing.
You know what I'd do with you? And let me tell you what I'd do. I wouldn't stop for you. I'd keep right on driving. And I'd flatten a couple of you faggoty-ass, dirty...
Oh.
Well, I mean it. I heard this guy. I thought I was going to come out of my shorts.
Sir, all we're trying to do is save lives.
Saving any lives by sand in my car.
You're not going to save your life, because if you put a belt sander on my car, I will drive over top of you and every member of your family.
All right. I got to get the address of both of these gentlemen, Phil. I don't know if you have enough time.
What for?
I've been threatened by both of them. I need their addresses.
Don't give any address.
I'll give you my address.
Don't do it.
Mike, you going to give them your address?
Sure, I'll give you my address. I live in Fort Mitchell, Alabama. Come on down.
That's right. I live in Alhambra, California, okay? After you get your ass kicked
You live in California?
Yes, sir.
That explains a lot of what you're saying.
I beg you, what's that supposed to mean, sir?
Hmm?
I think he means you're kind of a gay boy.
I'm a gay boy? Let me tell you...
We lost the connection.
I want to give it my address. You want it?
Yeah, go right ahead.
123 Ass Kick Street.
Mr. Bohannon?
I'm Phil Hendry, sir. I'm not Bohannon.
Yeah, Mr.
This is not the Jim Bohannon show?
No, sir.
Yeah. Well, then I've got the wrong program.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I was supposed to be on the Jim Bohannon show, so I don't understand.
I've been on both of them.
My name is Phil Hendry, okay?
Yes, sir.
It's no good.
Yes, sir.
Yes, go right ahead, Mike.
Yeah, all I'm trying to do is make a point.
Is this Dr. Joy Brown, or who is it?
I'm trying to make a point.
This man has no right nor authority to do what he's doing. If that would have been my wife that he put on the hood of the car, I'd hunt him down.
You better believe it. And you want to call me a pillow biter, I'll rip his eyes out and I'll have intimate relations with his eye sockets.
No, sir, but...
Oh, boy, that's pretty sick. Gentlemen, I think...
Well, I've been threatened by both of you, and...
I haven't threatened you.
And you
I'm Mike. I haven't threatened you.
And both of you have called me bad words.
I haven't called you a bad word.
Yes, you did, sir. You called
What did I call you?
You called me a faggoty-ass punk.
No,
he did not.
I did.
That was Lloyd.
And who's Lloyd?
It's me, you idiot. You called me a pillow biter, so I...
All right. I think the whole thing's pretty bizarre. Don't worry about it, gentlemen. This guy's a nutcase, and I don't think he's going to be able to do anything.
Call me a nutcase, Mr. Henry, while there's a sniper out there.
Well, then do something constructive. Don't belt sand a guy's car. Jesus. All right, Mike, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
For your call. And Lloyd, thank you.
What?
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
You can hang up now, okay?
Don't forget, I've got the sander. I'll sand your fingers down and nuts there.
You sand my fingers down? Oh, God, I want
to... Okay, see you later.
Okay.
Goodbye.
You bet.
Well, Mr. Santos,
First of all... What's that?
Mr. Bonafide, is it?
Yeah.
Hang up, will you?
Oh, all right.
Hang it up!
Okay.
So, one of the things I wanted to say, the Citizens Auxiliary Police... What is that?
Will you hang your phone up?
Whoops, sorry.
I want to say, Phil, we're going to have a flare drop down here in Alhambra later on, and we'll be doing flare drops throughout the Southern California area. We'll be moving eastward at a slow rate and eventually wind up in Washington well after they catch the sniper to sand down some more cars.
Thank you.
So are you going to do it?
Here it is.
You know, you're contractually obligated, Mr. Henry, to play the theme of Citizens Auxiliary Police. You can do it. And so,
I understand. Here, you happy? Lay down and play with yourself.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization...
I always know it by heart, and that's...
Shut up.
...may be called the state police, state troopers, militia, the rangers...
Or the citizens auxiliary police.
These are the stories of the men whose training, skill, and courage have enforced and preserved our state law.
Is that Lloyd?
Yes, sir. I'm just whistling along with it.
All right. Thank you very much. I wanted to mention that the Fox News Channel is in today, and they have been videotaping a segment of our program, which we may be fortunate enough to see later on this week.
Sir, can I interrupt you?
Yes, sir.
I want to be very, very clear, sir. Are you saying that the segment of your program that I was on was also being videotaped by the Fox News Channel? I want to be clear.
Yes, sir.
You mean to tell me that without any promise of royalty or any...
Sir, you're part of my show.
Now, hold on for a minute. The media has been getting away with this, and they've been getting away with murder for years. Now, where are the cameras? Because I don't see any. And
you're at your house.
Huh?
I said you're at your house.
All right, sir.
Yeah. Okay, look, that was me doing all those voices.